Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. This half hour, what's on at the Winnipeg Public Library? Got a couple of things to tell you about. Well, the war in Ukraine continues. Any way we can put a smile on your face? Well, the D-Drifters can help with that. Looking at a reader's book of days on this day, indeed, for July the 4th. Free Press book pages, a couple of interesting things. Got a poem for you for the day as well. A little, maybe we'll see if we can work in some rotten reviews. Take a quick look at the weather, shall we? Indeed, yes. Boom, boom, yes. Well, at the moment, though, as of 4:24, light rain showers, 17 degrees, the wind southwest at 5. So the outlook for tonight after, a few showers with possibility of thunderstorms in the early evening, so the low tonight, 14 degrees, and for Friday morning, clearing in the morning, the expected high tomorrow, hot, 26 degrees. Now, in terms of what's on Winnipeg Public Library, I turn to their events calendar. You can, too. Hoop Dancing with Brian Klein coming up. This is one of those in-person get-togethers. Join us for a hoop dance performance by Brian Klein. Watch the performance. Learn about hoop dance and its origins. Take part. Small workshop. Grab your summer reading kit. For children, well, predominantly they're showing ages from 3 and up to about, even ages 9 to 12. Children, in other words. When does this take place? Tuesday, July the 9th. So next Tuesday then, 2 to 2:45 in the program room A in St. John's Library. That's next Tuesday then, 2 to 2:45, St. John's Library. I have to register, but I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't possible. 9 seats left for that. And as well, I see here, Making Magic. Explore the magic of stories, songs and rhymes. Make your very own wand. Ages 3 to 5, got to have a caregiver. Be careful with that wand. 45 minutes. Well, they have tiny bladders, you know. Tuesday, July the 9th, 2 to 2:45 in the Mona Gray Program Room at the Millennium Library for children ages 3 to 5. You have to register, but there are 11 seats left. And need to tell you about this. Rescheduled author visit David A. Robertson. This event is being rescheduled for Tuesday, July 16th. At 2 p.m. Register on that event page. Join us for a reading with author David A. Robertson. Time for questions and discussion. Again, Tuesday, July the 16th, 2 p.m. in the program room at the Charleswood Library. All right, leave it at that in terms of what's on for the Winnipeg Public Library. Oh, we'll come back to that. But because I picked up a couple of little flyers this afternoon at the Harvey Smith Library, which is my library. And I mentioned, well, yes, the war in Ukraine continues. Is there anything you could put a smile on our face that's Ukrainian? But of course, when we turn to the D-Drifters and their Ukrainian anthology CD. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's fun to be Ukrainian. It's nice to be a Uke. If you were born Ukrainian, consider it a fluke. It's all right to be a Spaniard, Italian or Jew, but it's more fun to be Ukrainian. I'm Ukrainian, how about you?
Yasha mai!
Дуже добре!
It's fun to eat pierogies and holochi I love.
Yum yum, eat 'em up, eat 'em up.
Angels eat kielbasę
when it's still time up above.
It's not that I don't like pizza, bagels or chow mein,
but since the kiszka seduced my taste buds, all of the food goes right down the drain.
It's nice to be a Uke.
Not right.
But you know, I'm not really Ukrainian, you know.
Sure you are. Look at you.
But don't think I'm a cook.
You see, my father, he came from Scotland, and my mother's from Siam.
but it's more fun to be Ukrainian. So Ukrainian is what I am. A tip for you.
Just change your name to Kowalchuk. Have garlic with your meal. And tell everyone that you're Ukrainian. And see how much better you feel.
Tell Bill. I'll thank that Johnny. Johnny, you want to be Ukrainian? How's it feel to be Ukrainian?
Feels good, huh? Sure.
There you go. He convinced them. The D-Drifters from Some of Their Best, a Ukrainian anthology there. That song, of course, by Bob King. Yes, he of Bob King in his early days with Cornstalk as well at 506. One other thing I picked up today, of curiosity's sake, Libraries for All Winnipeg at the library. Fund our libraries, budgeting for better library services. How does Winnipeg compare to other mid-sized cities? Winnipeg, library budget per capita, $39.26. Edmonton, $62. Hamilton, $57. Regina, $104. You might want to take a look at this. Where do our property taxes go? Asks about, yes, price of a cup of coffee, didn't you know? Anyways, I picked this up, Libraries for All Winnipeg. If you're looking for ammunition or you're curious as well, I picked this up at the Harvey Smith, but I imagine this would be at all individual library branches. Fund our libraries, !! Budgeting for better library services. You got my support. At 7 minutes after five, I'm looking at the book pages, the Winnipeg Free Press. Saturday, the old classic, Use It or Lose It. Do you know how many papers still have book pages? Exactly. Big half page for The Prince. The Turbulent Brain of Justin Trudeau, new book by Stephen Marr, reviewed by Christopher Adams. Adjunct professor, political studies, the University of Manitoba, rector of St. Paul's College. So he says, yes, we were expecting sunny ways, which was a slogan borrowed, by the way, from longtime Liberal leader and Prime Minister Wilfrid Laurier. First used it in 1895. Well, if it works, it works. The author, seasoned writer for such outlets as iPolitics, Postmedia, Maclean's. And finally, Christopher Adams says, there's no mention of Brian Palliser's consistently bad relations with Trudeau, but despite such minor concerns, The Prince is a readable and sometimes entertaining, that's not all that strong a recommendation, sometimes entertaining account of the ups and downs of Justin Trudeau's longtime reign. Well, he is, the book is The Prince, after all. All right. With recent national polls showing the Liberals behind the opposition Conservatives by double digits, and the recent by-election loss in the Toronto to St. Paul's riding, a Liberal stronghold, this reign might soon end. Saturday's Winnipeg Free Press, then. No, I did not look it up in the Winnipeg Public Library. You could go for yourself. Might be a waiting list, in which case you might want to think about buying a copy. Now, here's a book and an author that I much success in. It's been a while. Wade Davis, with a new book called Beneath the Surface of Things. Wade Davis, who wrote, is the author of The Serpent and the Rainbow, Into the Silence, which reviewer Matt Henderson says is one of my favorite reviewers. All right. So, from subjects ranging from the demise of the American Empire in an essay that went viral in Rolling Stone, to his obsession with Mount Everest, to the conflict in the Middle East, and to the existential catastrophe of climate change. So Wade Davis, well, Canadian anthropologist and perhaps world's most interesting person, Wade Davis attempts to do just that and get beneath the surface of things. Now, this is a mix, is it not, of new and essays that have appeared elsewhere. Just to give you that warning as well. The title again, then, Beneath the Surface of Things. as I say, just reviewed in the pages of the Winnipeg Free Press from last Saturday. Well, we promised a Breeder's Book of Days. Just a reminder to myself, it is July, is it not? July. Perhaps this chapter should be titled Messidor or Thermidor instead. July is the month of revolutions, and why shouldn't a revolution sweep away the calendar as well? Along with a new metric system for weights and measures, which proved longer-lived, the French Republic introduced a new calendar that not only found a new year one in 1792, the first year of the Republic, but created 12 new months of 3 10-day weeks each. The 5 or 6 days left over became national holidays. You're onto something there. Les jours complémentaires at the end of the year. New names were given to each month by the poet Fabre de l'Églantine, among them Messidor from harvest and Thermidor from heat. Right. Now, turning as well, today's July the 4th, born on this day in 1804, Nathaniel Hawthorne, he of the Scarlet Letter, Twice Told Tales, died on this day in 1826, my man, Thomas Jefferson, Notes on the State of Virginia, died at the age of 83. And on this day in 1846, Charlotte Bronte submitted the Bronte sisters' first three manuscripts, The Professor, Wuthering Heights, and Agnes Grey, to H. Colborne. That's as simple as that. You see, and then there's more. Beginning a Year of Rejection by London publishers. Also on this day, 1855, published Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Self-published, Brooklyn. Well, he was turned down by, 30-something-odd publishers. Poem for the day, then. Got something for you here. Followed up with a song as well. One of my faves, the old rhymester Robert W. Service. Didn't spend all that much time in the North, you know. Scottish, actually, and then really enjoyed his time living in France, actually, till World War II came. So to today's poem, Athabasca Dick. When the boys come out from Lake Labiche in the lure of the early spring to take the pay of the Hudson's Bay, as their fathers did before, they are all aglee for the jamboree, and they make the landing ring. With a whoop and a whirl and a grab your girl and a rip and a skip and a roar, for the spree of spring is a sacred thing, and the boys must have their fun. Packer and tracker and half-breed Cree, from the boat to the bar they leap. And then when the long flotilla goes and the last of their pay is done, the boys from the banks of Lac Labiche swing to the heavy sweep. And oh, how they sigh, and their throats are dry, and sorry are they and sick. Yet there's none so cursed with a lime kiln thirst as that Athabasca Dick. He was long and slim and lean of limb, but strong as a stripling bear. And by the right of his skill and might he guided the long brigade. All water-wise were his laughing eyes, and he steered with a careless care, and he shunned the shock of foam and rock till they came to the big cascade. And here they must make the long portage, and the boys sweat in the sun, and they heft and pack, and they haul and track, and each must do his trick. But their thoughts are far in the landing bar where the founts of nectar run. And no man thinks of such gorgeous drinks as that Athabasca Dick. 'Twas the close of day, and the longboat lay just over the big cascade, when there came to him one Jackpot Jim with a wild light in his eye. And he softly laughed, and he led Dick aft, all eager and yet half afraid, and snugly stowed in his coat he showed a pilfered flask of rye. And in haste he slipped, or in fear he tripped, but Dick in warning roared, and there rang a yell, and it befell that Jim was overboard. Oh, I heard a splash, and quick as a flash I knew he could not swim. I saw him whirl in the river swirl and thresh his arms about. In a queer, strained way I heard Dick say, "I'm going after him." Threw off his coat, leaped down the boat, and then I gave a shout. "Boys, grab him quick! You're crazy, Dick. Far better one than two. Hell, man, you know you've got no show. It's sure and certain death." And there we hung, and there we clung, with beef and brawn and thew, and sinews cracked, and joints were racked, and panting came our breath. And there we swayed, and there we prayed, till strength and hope were spent. Then Dick, he threw us off like rats, and after Jim he went. With a mighty urge amid the surge of river rage he leapt, and gripped his mate, and desperate he fought to gain the shore. With teeth agleam he bucked the stream, yet swift and sure he swept, to meet the mighty cataract that waited all a roar. And there we stood, like carven wood, our faces sickly white, and watched him as he beat the foam, and inch by inch he lost. And nearer, nearer drew the fall, and fiercer grew the fight, till on that very cascade crest a last farewell he tossed. Then down and down and down they plunged into that pit of dread, and mad we tore along the shore to claim our bitter dead. And from that hell of frenzied foam that crashed and fumed and boiled, two little bodies bubbled up. They were heedless then, and oh, they lay like senseless clay. And bitter hard we toiled, yet never, never gleam of hope, and we were weary men. And moments mounted into hours, and black was our despair, and faint were we, and we were fain to give them up as dead. When suddenly I thrilled with hope, "Oh, back, boys, and give him air." I feel the flutter of his heart, and as the word I said, Dave gave a sigh, and gazed around and saw our breathless band, and saw the sky's blue floor above all strewn with golden fleece, and saw his comrade, Jackpot Jim, and touched him with his hand, and there came into his eyes a look of perfect peace. And then, as there at his very feet the thwarted river raved, I heard a murmur low and deep, "Thank God, the whiskey's saved."
My name is Gordy Ross, my age is 33. I'm a tripman for the HBC, my work is hard and dirty. Sometimes I ache unto my bones, my work is hard and dirty. My father was an Orkneyman, a fur trade man was he. My mother was his country wife, a woman of the Cree. And I was born to the fur trade life in 1843. Oh, the river flows, the free wind blows, the seasons pass away. And the wild geese fly in the autumn sky, but they'll be back someday. When I was but a young lad, I joined the company. I worked the York boats hauling fur for 10 cents a day. I broke my back in a York boat for 10 cents a day. And when you're in a York boat, the work is living hell. And where you'll sleep at the end of the day, there's no one that can tell. And where some sleep in the water's deep, there's no one left to tell. Oh, the river flows, the free wind blows, the seasons pass away. And the wild geese fly in the autumn sky, but they'll be back someday. We worked as tripmen on the boats, John Louis, Peake, and me. The rocks and rapids took them both. Someday maybe it's me. It ain't no life for a young man. Someday I'll walk away. But I guess I'll work another season. I just can't seem to save my pay. No, it ain't no life for a young man. I can't seem to save my pay. Oh, the river flows, the free wind blows, the seasons pass away. And the wild geese fly in the autumn sky, but they'll be back someday. My name is Gordy Ross, my age is 33. I'm a tripman for the HBC. My work is hard and dirty. Sometimes I ache unto my bones. My work is hard and dirty.
Longbottom. From his CD, Longbottom, before that, Robert Service. Say it is 5:20, say next Thursday, and then on Saturday, I'm going to do an interview with Heather Emberley for her new book, Who Hid the Raisin Bread? As told her, she's acclaimed by Grace Sweet Story. Lots of photographs as well. Heather, well, I knew her when she was a stripling bookseller, as well, nature photographer Michael W. Thiessen, freelance contractor by day and a Bear Clan patrol at night, because the book is a fundraiser for Bear Clan. So we'll talk to Heather about this next Thursday, have an autographed copy to give away as well. So yeah, join us for that next Thursday. We promised Rotten Reviews, did we not? A literary companion. Here's a couple of things. Who knew at the time? This is on Hemingway. For Whom the Bell Tolls, Ernest Hemingway, 1940. This is the review from Commonweal. At a conservative estimate, $1 million will be spent by American readers for this book. They will get their money, 34 pages of permanent value. These 34 pages tell of a massacre happening in a little Spanish town in the early days of the Civil War. Mr. Hemingway, please publish the massacre scene separately and then forget For Whom the Bell Tolls. Please leave stories of the Spanish Civil War to Malraux. Well, the Catholic world, of course, did not like the book. This book offers not pleasure but mounting pain. In literature, it lacks the reserve that steadies genius, and that lack not only dims its brilliance but makes it dangerous in its influence. Yeah, well, I bet you it's still in print. Review of Brave New World by Aldous Huxley in 1932. A lugubrious and heavy-handed piece of propaganda, said the New York Herald Tribune. Granville Hicks in the New Republic said, a somewhat amusing book. A bright man can do a good deal with two or three simple ideas. You gotta have a hide like a rhino, don't you? Rotten Reviews. See, I was listening to CBC Radio Noon today. And what should I hear? Yes, but the sound of a big steam train waiting. Wait, this is in my memory, anyways, in my mind. Because she was talking about the Final Spike steam tour coming to Winnipeg, Manitoba. The Empress, refurbished, and I mean refurbished, took years and years. I mean, the thing was built in 1930. It's been all through Canada and all the way down to Mexico. Because it's a combination company now of CP and Kansas City Southern. So, the Empress coming to Winnipeg here, Saturday, July the 6th, 12 till 4. It's free. Where? At the CPKC Yard. That's 949 Jarvis Avenue. Family-friendly event. As well, the Pufferbelly mini train will be on site offering free train rides. Yeah. Well, we're just building up the steam now. Nigel Perrin has died. Who he? One of the originals of the King Singers.
When I dreamed I saw the knights in armor coming, saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree.
There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s.
I was lying in a burned out basement with a full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the skies.
There was a band playing in my head and I felt like getting high. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie.
Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying through
begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun.
The King Singers, little teaser for you. We'll hear that again on Saturday. Little Neil Young song there from This Is the King Singers, and we'll talk about Nigel Perrin in more detail. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here on CKUW-FM 95.9 on your FM dial. Back Saturday morning with Carol McKibben, 6 till 8. Hope you can join us then. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables. Up next, then Tawny the Brave with Mr. Dave at 6. Folk Festival, July the 11th to the 14th, just on the horizon. Ruth Moody going to be performing there.
Shine down.